Good evening and welcome for the final time this series. Taryn Tomlinson.
Nishad, I think I'm going to miss you after this. We have to find a way for me to come back.
I think there's something that we need to continue, whether it's on another platform or what, but the discussion and the conversation has been amazing. And I also, before we even go into this last episode, say thank you, because I personally have learned so much about universal access and also what is happening in the industry.
Thank you.
So today we're going to look at the future of universal access, which is, I think, after 9 weeks of talking, let's see where this is going to go or what is the vision that we want for the next, say, decade. So what are your predictions for the future of universal access?
My predictions is that the future is bright. I think that, you know, more, it's so encouraging to see more and more governments, understanding the impact of design, understanding the impact of universal access, and making sure that everybody has equality around the world. So I think it's a very bright future. I think there's going to be massive amounts of change, and that's why we're having this conversation, so that as business owners in South Africa, we are not left behind, kind of trailing the rest of the world, but that we actually are catching up with it.
After looking at the last couple of weeks and also looking at your experience traveling abroad, what are the emerging trends in travel do you think will have the biggest impact on access?
So our biggest emerging trend is the rapidly aging global population. Okay, so when we look at stats, currently from now to the year 2050, the amount of people over the age of 65 years old would have more than doubled, adding an extra 500 million people over the age of 65. And then within that, the sharpest increase of age is in the 85-year gap and above. So this is great victory for humanity, because it's showing we're living longer, yay! But we're not necessarily living healthier. So death by non-communicable diseases will increase. But what people often don't realize is that not just death, but disability resulting for that. So how many people die of stroke, and how many people are disabled by stroke and don't necessarily, pass away because of it. So when we look at the global aging, we can see that countries such as Japan, who's already had a global aging, so the demographic shows that most of the countries in the East are going to be where the biggest expansion happens. They have changed the infrastructure for years now. They've got, accessible train stations, tactile paving, there's braille everywhere. So they've changed the infrastructure to meet the global trend. And I think that in South Africa, now particularly if we look at, we've got a youth bulge here, the demographics of Africans, but we are still inviting international people to our shores. So we've got to make sure that, not just for us, but that, places are accessible to be able to invite visitors in the future.
So, it leads me to the question, is our travel industry keeping pace with that?
Unfortunately, there still needs to be a massive mindset change with business owners in the understanding that becoming accessible and involving persons with disabilities is not something that's going to hinder your business. It's not something that's going to make your business look bad. It is actually something that is, it's a reality. It's a reality that, we're not going to be able to escape. And the statistics shows us that we're going to be living longer. Why not catch up to that trend? There are amazing people that are companies that are doing the steps in the right direction, such as Cape Town Tourism, such as the Cape Winelands Municipality District, such as countries as the UAE. But we've still got work to do.
We do have work, certainly. I mean, like with everything that's new. Look, universal access is not new. We're just bringing it out in the open and we're talking about it. We're using these platforms to educate people that universal access, like we said, I think in the second episode, that it's beyond a ramp, it's beyond a wheelchair. And with an aging population and with different types of illnesses, that becomes part and parcel of universal access. So my question to you is, what new challenges do you foresee in the field of universal access coming up?
Wow. New challenges. I think it's old challenges in being able to get the construction industry and the architectural industry to be on board, because they are the people building the buildings, and yet they are not taught universal access, and they are not taught how to design for the masses. And so until that changes, new buildings are going up every day. We're going to be retrofitting to thy kingdom come. And so that's one of our big challenges, is that our designers need to be educated.
It's an interesting thing you say, that is that, you know, it's going to take a while. It's a mindset, and it's a shift. But if you look at it, you know, the UAE, for example, they know they live in a hot environment. All buildings, including the bus stops, have air conditioning. So it's about getting that right into education, into training, that these are the things. And I think the more we talk about universal access, the more people will understand and start, you know, preparing for it. So the question I have for you is, what, in terms of research and development, how and what can our local industry players do to shape the future of universal access?
I think very much it depends on our big bodies, such as Wesgro and you know, the South African Tourism and our airports company, et cetera, to gather proper data and statistics. Because until we have proper data and actually monitor, very few people actually monitor the movements of persons with disabilities within the country. And so if we are not looking for that kind of stats, how are we going to build products and policies that is adequately going to match? And so our big organizations really have to, you know, start looking seriously at mapping the trends of persons with disabilities and their families.
Taryn, you yourself have done so much. You've been talking about universal access. You travel, you experience, you're living with a disability, but you've become this ambassador for universal access. What are some of the key milestones you hope to achieve in the next few years in promoting universal access?
Definitely in being able to help our government institutions with developing technologies that will be able to help gather that data that they need in order to create better policies and products, and to work alongside them to do that. From our perspective, it's definitely from the education and also from the technology point of view.
Taryn, it's been an absolute pleasure. 10 weeks of talking about universal access. I think we've learned so much, and we must be thankful that you have taking it upon yourself to bring this information to us, to share it with us. Your experience and your knowledge is valuable, and I think your journey has just started.
So thank you so much for having me. This time flew by, and it's been absolutely great to share this knowledge. And I really hope that for the businesses out there, you know, that this knowledge has been useful to you to learn how you can open up your business and see their profitability within it.
I want to share with all the listeners that this series has been running for 10 weeks, and all the episodes are available on our app as a podcast. It will be on our Facebook pages. So if you've missed anything and you want to learn or do some research around the conversations we've had around universal access, you can download any of those episodes on our app. It's available on the App Store, KC107.7. Taryn, thank you so, so much, and I wish you everything of the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you, KC107.7. It's been fantastic to spend time with all of you here.
We must thank the Cape Winelands District Municipality for their support. The series has been invaluable, and without their support, you and I wouldn't have been here today.
And a special shout out to Mayor Elena as well. That has been absolutely, her support has been absolutely fantastic.